From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 29, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow with the Virginia Water Resources Research Center. This week on the Hoping for an ACC Football Championship campus of Virginia Tech. We start with some recent water news items. On November 29th, Virginia submitted its revised watershed implementation plan to meet the latest deadline in the U.S. EPA's development of a Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL. Along with the five other Bay states and the District of Columbia, Virginia submitted a draft plan in early September, and a public comment period on these plans was held from September 24th to November 8th. Virginia's plan identifies strategies and actions to reduce the amounts of nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment reaching the bay from 39 Virginia waterway segments out of a total of 92 segments in the whole bay watershed. The 133-page plan includes actions for four sectors that affect water quality: wastewater treatment plants, agriculture, urban stormwater, and septic systems. The EPA intends to publish a final bay TMDL by December 31st. On November 23rd, U.S. Interior Secretary Kenneth Salazar unveiled an initiative intended to reduce the time needed for developing offshore wind energy projects. According to an Interior Department news release, the so-called Smart from the Start initiative for Atlantic wind development includes identification within 60 days of priority wind energy areas off the coasts of Virginia and several other Atlantic states. It also includes better coordination with state and local partners and regulatory changes that are expected to save 6 to 12 months in the federal leasing process. The Interior Department said that the initiative is similar to one being used to facilitate solar energy projects on public lands in the western United States. The Interior Department's action on wind energy permitting came one day after the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, published the Commonwealth's final permit by rule for small wind energy projects, that is, those not exceeding 100 megawatts of capacity, both on land and offshore. According to the governor's news release on the regulation, the new permit by rule, which becomes effective December 22nd, establishes requirements for potential environmental impact analysis, mitigation plans, facility site planning, public participation, permit fees, interagency consultations, compliance, and enforcement. The new regulation was mandated by General Assembly legislation in 2009 that transferred authority to permit the construction and operation of small renewable energy projects from the State Corporation Commission to the DEQ. And in our last news item this week, since 1997, the Richmond Ballet's Minds in Motion program has worked with fourth grade students to help students develop focus, discipline, and self-awareness while enhancing basic learning skills. This school year, the Chesapeake Bay is the theme for Minds in Motion programs in 16 schools in Charlottesville, Martinsville, and Roanoke. Students learn about plants and animals in the bay and then develop dance performances that include movements based on bay creatures. As the ballet's website description of the Charlottesville program says, with over 3,600 species of plants and animals to dance about, the students will mix it up estuary style with salt and freshwater dancers. The spring 2011 Minds in Motion performances are March 17th and 18th in Roanoke, March 30th and 31st in Charlottesville, and April 14th and 15th in Martinsville. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen and see if you can guess what's making the sound that somewhat resembles crunching combined with squeaking. And here's a hint. If you know this, you have good reason to feel puffed up. If you guessed a northern puffer, you're not only right, you're a fish sound master. A small fish ranging from Newfoundland to Florida, northern puffers are found along the bottom of shallow Chesapeake Bay waters from spring to fall and in deep ocean waters during the winter. Also referred to as swellfish or blowfish, the fish gets its names from its self-defense mechanism of inflating its body by taking water or air into a special pouch. The enlarged appearance can help to scare away predators. Thanks to Rodney Rountree of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst for permission to use this recording from his Fish and Other Underwater Sounds website. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between December 2nd and December 8th. On December 3rd, the Waste Management Board meets in Richmond. For more information, phone Deborah Miller at 804-698-4206. On December 6th, the Wildlife and Boat Committee of the Board of Game and Inland Fisheries meets in Richmond. For more information, phone Beth Drury at 804-367-9149. On December 7th, the State Water Control Board holds a public hearing in Roanoke on a proposed general permit for discharges resulting from the application of pesticides to surface waters. For more information, phone William Norris at 804-698-4022. Now, here is one meeting about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. December 2nd in Rockbridge Bass, on the TMDL implementation plan for bacteria-impaired sections of Hayes Creek, Moffitt's Creek, Otts Creek, and Walker Creek in Augusta and Rockbridge counties. For more information, phone Nesha McCray at 540-332-9238. Finally, in educational and recreational events, on December 3rd and 4th at the Roanoke Civic Center, the Association of Energy Conservation Professionals is holding the 11th Annual Green Living and Energy Expo. For more information, phone 540-745-2838. On December 9th in Gainesville, Wetland Studies and Solutions is holding a seminar on the Chesapeake Bay TMDL and stormwater regulations for engineers, public works, elected officials, and landowners. For more information, phone 703-679-5600. And on December 14th at the Samuels Public Library in Front Royal, the Potomac Watershed Partnership is holding the 7th Annual Watershed Information Exchange. This year's gathering focuses on urban forestry and the connection of trees to water resources management. For more information, phone Frank Rogers at 304-856-1385. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were done by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.